No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 11th day of May, 2020. Happy Monday, one and all, and it's great to have you with us. Hope your weekend was a good one. Hey, does anyone remember, maybe it was back when you were in middle school, the concept first smacked you upside the face. When it comes to some things, you can't be a little bit. You can't be a little bit finished with your homework. You can't be a little bit lactose intolerant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. No, in some endeavors in human affairs, it is all or nothing at all. It either is, or as they say outside of public radio, it ain't. As we enter what is by some estimates either the 8th week of mass quasi-quarantine or the 2nd week of Texas's coming out of lockdown, it's worth asking whether it really is doable to have a little bit of reopening. And what that plus a little bit of stay-at-home actually adds up to. Governor Abbott's incremental reopening strategy is aimed at getting Texas back to business in phases, which on one level sounds reasonable, but as a practical matter is proving fraught with certain problems. For instance, many businesses would love to reopen, but placing limits on the numbers of customers they can serve makes it difficult to reopen at all. Then there's the issue of workers who may want to return to work or may not feel it's safe or economically sensible to do so, to say nothing of the possibility that trying to do so might give a pandemic a certain grand reopening too. On this Monday, we're looking at the state of the reopening in Texas with three reporters from different phases and places across Texas. Matt Largy is the project's editor at our home station KUT 90.5 in Austin, Texas. Matt, hello there.
Hello.
Sandra Sanchez is the South Texas correspondent for NextStarsBorderReport.com. She's in McAllen this morning. Sandra, welcome.
Good morning.
And Caitlin Bain is the government reporter for the Beaumont Enterprise out in Southeast Texas. Caitlin, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Matt, let's start with you in the Texas capital city, Austin, and Travis County leaders extending their stay-at-home order as hair and nail salons got green light to partially reopen this weekend. How is that working out?
Yeah, so they're extending basically what was already in place, with the exception of the salons and the barbershops and all that. And they're extending it through the end of the month. They say they're seeing this as sort of a yellow light phase. They really want to get a sense of how things are going in terms of the numbers, in terms of the numbers of infections, and whether or not the number of cases is rising because of an increase in interactions between people. And so they're kind of in a wait-and-see mode. So they're still requiring people to wear face masks in public, and they're still banning social gatherings. But, of course, it's all voluntary because there's no enforcement mechanism really for it.
So have you heard anything about how the hair salons, nail salons did over the weekend, or is it just a little bit too early to know?
I've heard, anecdotally anyway, I've heard that a lot of salons are not reopening or have not reopened because they're also in this sort of wait and see approach. I know somebody who runs a hair salon, and she wasn't ready to reopen at this point.
Was that because she was concerned about safety, or was it just didn't make any economic sense given the number of customers you could serve?
A little bit of both, actually. I mean, she's concerned about the safety of reopening, but then also worried about what happens if in 2 or 3 weeks she's forced to shut down again because there's a rise in cases.
Yeah. Sandra, I want to bring you in here. You're down in McAllen. I know you cover all that border region in South Texas. Cities like Laredo say they're going to issue citations for people who don't wear face coverings in public. How does that square with what Governor Abbott has said about enforcement?
Yes, actually, Laredo has continued to issue citations. However, they're not collecting any fines. The border communities on the border with Mexico are very vulnerable, and local leaders have continued to regulate policies that require face masks and social distancing, and they're not allowing groups over 10 to congregate. It's because of Mexico, Tamaulipas, which is 6 miles from where I am right now, has yet to hit its peak. And there are, you know, wide speculation that Mexico has not been reporting the number of cases or deaths as they should. The state of Tamaulipas has 200 border miles with us, and they're only saying that they have 828 cases and 46 deaths, and it's been rising incrementally every day by about 20 cases. So leaders who operate, who, you know, run cities on these borders, Laredo, which is across from Nuevo Laredo, McAllen across from Reynosa, Brownsville across from Matamoros, are extremely concerned about what's coming over the bridges. And we're hearing anecdotally that the bridge wait times are very long. This weekend, they were 2 to 5 hours for Mother's Day, although non-essential travel is supposed to still be banned from crossing at the ports of entry.
Boy, that is really interesting. You know, you have a lot of people down in deep South Texas who are economically on the edge. This has hit them especially hard. And I know that there must be a lot of pressure to reopen. Are you seeing many reopenings down along the border, or are people trying to hold off because of the concerns about what's happening with the rise in Mexico?
Actually, starting midweek last week, I saw a tremendous amount of traffic. It had really been like a ghost town for several weeks. People took this very seriously, face masks everywhere. And then starting Thursday, it was as if everyone was out shopping for Mother's Day gifts, which is, local leaders say, very scary because, and you know, this is a predominantly Hispanic area. It is very low income, and everyone, you know, it's very cultural. We have ties to both sides of the Rio Grande. And, you know, it was very expected that people were going to visit family for Mother's Day, although leaders kept warning, if you love your mother, please don't visit or hug her on Mother's Day. So we'll see in a couple weeks how that played out. We are expecting an increase in cases here because of this past weekend.
Let's head on out to Southeast Texas, Golden Triangle part of Texas. Caitlin, you write that some coronavirus testing in Port Arthur is winding down. How are people taking that amid the number of cases there? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so we have had this 6-county task force of Southeast Texas counties that banded together at the start of this to be able to roll out testing in kind of a systematic way instead of just having testing through private providers. They last week announced that in the middle of this month would be shutting down all of their testing sites and giving control back over to cities and private groups. However, the city of Port Arthur, which is 69% Black and Latino, so does have quite a few of these residents that studies have shown tend to be at higher risk of contracting or having complications of this virus, hasn't been able to get a testing program in place yet and hasn't seen the number of people tested that some of our other area cities have. The mayor says that's because it just hasn't been economically viable or interesting for residents to make the trip to get tested, then potentially have to stay home from work. So they just haven't gotten tested. But when we had a one-day testing site out in Port Arthur last week, more testing happened there than any other one-day site. So it's been kind of a mixed reaction from some of our more affluent residents are very excited. They're getting back to work. I've seen them posting on Facebook for weeks that we shouldn't be shut down anyways, and why do we need to keep testing? And then the mayor of Port Arthur, on the other hand, is very concerned, has been calling on the county judges to reverse their course, quite frankly, calling on the governor to reverse his course, because he's worried about what this means for his city moving forward.
Boy, you anticipated what I was going to ask everyone there, and I'll just, y'all jump in as you see fit. We just heard about this challenge to the governor's orders. What are local leaders saying in general, that economies are being hit too hard, or do they welcome more stay at home? What's the overall sense? Jump in and just identify yourself if you would.
Well, this is Sandra. In South Texas, the leaders just don't think reopening is reflective of what should be happening at this time because we are so close to Mexico. As I mentioned earlier, Laredo went ahead and said, no, we're going to continue to require face masks. And they still have a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. And they were, the initial days, issuing citations with fines, and then they kind of walked that back and said, well, we're not going to collect the money. But it's a symbolic gesture because they want to scare people, residents, enough to know that don't go out, stay inside.
Matt, you did a story last week talking about going back into public pools, which I guess can now be what, open under this phase two of the governor's orders, right?
That's right. Yeah. But this, at least here in Austin, the city has said that they're not ready to do anything like that. And they're going to wait and develop a plan where they can reopen them safely. I mean, city leaders here have been It seems like they've been careful not to directly confront or criticize Abbott for reopening, but at the same time, they very clearly would rather be staying in a stay-at-home mode.
That's the voice of Matt Largie. He's projects editor at a home station KUT 90.5 in Austin. Sandra Sanchez is South Texas correspondent for Nexstar's BorderReport.com, and she's been talking to us from McAllen. Caitlin Bain is the government reporter for the Beaumont Enterprise. She covers the Golden Triangle and beyond. Y'all, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.